Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go ahead of him to the other side while he dismissed the crowd. After he had dismissed them, he went up on a mountainside by himself to pray. When the evening came, he was there alone, but the boat was already a considerable distance from the land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. During the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage, it is I, don't be afraid." "Lord, if it is you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," he said, and then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came towards Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You of little faith," he said, "why did you doubt?" And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God."
Thank you, Anne. The Sea of Galilee features a lot in the Gospels. We often find that Jesus was going one side to the other. It was often much quicker to get into a boat rather than go around. And this is one of those incidents when they decided to take a boat, but Jesus at this stage wasn't with them. He was praying in the mountain. And they'd come across, I think, from somewhere on the right side towards Gennesaret. And so you can perhaps imagine from Gergesa across to the Gennesaret area towards Capernaum. Anyway, the disciples decided to cross the lake, and it was dark. Now, they were used to sailing on the lake, weren't they? They were fishermen, after all. So they were very used to the Sea of Galilee and the way that the weather could change quickly. And yet, this was a bit scary. This is another incident. Remember the other one where Jesus was in the boat with them, and he stilled the storm. This is another incident where they were sailing without Jesus in the boat, and he was way on the mountainside. So there they were crossing the lake, and it was a bit choppy. It was dark, too. It was night, so it was dark. A bit scary, maybe. The waves were chopping around. And suddenly, he was there, walking on the water. Now, it's not surprising they were scared, is it? Like they thought he was up the mountain praying. So who was this? Was it a ghost? Who was this coming on the water? Who could it be? So no wonder they were scared. We would be, wouldn't we? But Jesus shouted out, "It's I. Take courage. Don't be afraid. It's me. You know who I am. Don't be afraid." And when I was young, house we lived in, there was a picture at the top of the stairs. It was probably a print. It was exactly like this. And Jesus with Peter sinking. I always found it a bit scary when I was a kid, seeing that picture at the top of the stairs. It looked a bit sort of eerie to me when I was young, seeing that Jesus there with his halo and Peter reaching out saying, "Lord, save me." No. Don't know what happened to the picture, actually. I don't know where it went, but I found that on the internet. I imagine there were lots of prints done of that particular picture. So, anyway, Peter, impetuous as always, jumped out of the boat. And then he started to think, "How can I be walking on the water? I can't be doing this." And so he started to sink. And then he called it, "Lord, save me. Save me." Jesus was there, ready to reach out his hand and pulled him out and saved him. Now, we tend to be critical of Peter, don't we? But at least he got out of the boat, didn't he? You know, at least he got out and had the faith to get out of the boat. It's only when his faith started to falter that he started to sink. As long as he had faith, he was able to walk on the water. Then he started to think, "Okay, I can't do this. How stupid." And then he sank. he faltered, cried out, "Lord, save me." And safely back in the boat, they were all quite amazed, weren't they? In fear and amazement, they asked one another, "Who is this? He commands even the winds and the water, and they obey him." They said a similar thing, didn't they, when he stilled the storm? It took them a while to actually grasp who Jesus was, who he was. He was the creator who had power over nature, power to still a storm. They gradually came to realize who Jesus was. He could actually stop the waves, still the storm, as he did on the other occasion, of course, when he just stood up and said, "Stop, peace be still." And it had to stop as the Creator's voice rang out. Had no option, had to stop. 112 or so years ago, the Titanic set sail from Northern Ireland. It was launched. It was the unsinkable ship, supposedly, wasn't it? Great fanfares. People paid lots of money to have these very posh berths on the boat. And off it went. But sadly, it never reached America. Now, people got onto that boat. They had no doubt they would get to America. They were quite confident. They had the faith in that ship. And so they set off merrily, believing they'd get there. They'd made their plans. Yet they were doomed before they set sail, unknown to them. They were doomed from the time they left the UK. And some of you may have seen the film Titanic, and it's quite spectacular, wasn't it? But that ship, an iceberg hit it, and the unsinkable ship sank quite quickly. And these people were floundering on the ocean, floundering. Now, the ship was built on the expectation it would never sink. There were enough lifeboats for half the passengers. And some of them left half empty, didn't they? And so the people had their misplaced faith in that ship. They were so sure of themselves, no one even dreamt it could sink. And yet it did. The Titanic sank, that unsinkable ship, and it's still there, bottom of the Atlantic Ocean. Tragic end to many of those passengers, wasn't it? Who there, longing to be saved, crying out to people, "Probably save me," and there was no one to save them. They were lost. Now, we're on a voyage, aren't we, across the sea of life. We don't know what happened on the voyage. We don't know whether tragedy will come to us. We never know what one day will bring, do we? Like the Titanic, they weren't prepared for disaster. That was the thing. They weren't prepared for the worst happening. I wonder about us. Are we prepared for whatever life may bring to us? Or are we living as though we're going to be here forever on the earth? Many people are, aren't they? They don't think about the future. They don't think about the end of life. They think, "We're here, we're happy, we're sailing through life." They don't think about what may happen to them, what tragedy may come. So are we prepared for what may happen to us on our voyage across the sea of life? Have we that security that will take us through? Or are we living as though life will never end? No thought of the future. Now, Peter, sinking in the sea, knew he needed to be saved. He had no doubt about it. "Lord, save me." He knew only Jesus could save him. Only Jesus was there, reaching out a hand. No one else was there but Jesus. Only Jesus was there. But his hand was outstretched, ready to save Peter. And Peter obviously grasped that hand. He didn't refuse it. He grasped that hand, reaching out to save him. Now, we're all sinners in God's sight, aren't we? The Bible says we're lost apart from Jesus. We need saving. We need saving. God's provided a way for us to be saved by sending Jesus, his son. We read in Romans chapter 8, you see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Powerless. Can't help ourselves in our sin. We can't save ourselves. We can't pay for our own sin. So we have to rely on God's mercy. That's the only way to be saved. And that's why Jesus came. His hand is reaching out to us to save us from our sin, even when we personally can't help ourselves. When we were powerless, Christ died for us. His hand is reaching out. So we need to be ready for whatever life may bring us, for any tragedies that come our way. Even as Christians, we have problems and tragedies, don't we, in our lives. That's one thing I thought was a good saying here. When you fear you're drowning in life, don't worry, your lifeguard walks on water. When you fear you're drowning in life, don't worry, your lifeguard walks on water. And that's Jesus. He can walk on the water, the storms of our life, if you like, and be with us there. I want to play you a song now. Some of you may have heard it before. Here comes Jesus, see him walking on the water. If you know it, just join in. Fisherfolk sang that years ago. Do you remember the Fisherfolk? Now, Peter's faith faltered, but Jesus was there, ready to lift him up. Once we've accepted Jesus as our Savior and Lord, put our faith in him, we can be absolutely certain he'll never let us go. He'll always be there. We have eternal security. That's wonderful, isn't it? Whatever happens, he's always there, reaching his hand. So remember that if you love Jesus, your faith in him, then he won't let you down. He'll never let you go.